But in giving you this command, I do not praise you, that you come together not for the better but for the worse. For first of all, when you come together in the church, I hear that divisions exist among you, and I partly believe it. For there also must be factions among you, that those who are approved may be revealed among you. When therefore you assemble yourselves together, it is not the Lord's supper that you eat. For in your eating each one takes his own supper first. One is hungry, and another is drunk. What, do you not have houses to eat and to drink in? Or do you despise God's church, and put them to shame who do not have? What should I tell you? Should I praise you? In this I do not praise you. For I received from the Lord that which also I delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus on the night in which he was betrayed took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it, and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in memory of me." In the same way he also took the cup, after the meal, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this, as often as you drink, in memory of me." For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Therefore whoever eats this bread or drinks the Lord's cup in a manner unworthy will be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a person examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread, and drink of the cup, for he who eats and drinks judgment to himself, if he does not discern the body. For this cause many among you are weak and sickly, and not a few sleep. For if we discerned ourselves, we would not be judged. But when we are judged, we are punished by the Lord, that we may not be condemned with the world. Therefore, my brothers, when you come together to eat, wait one for another. But if anyone is hungry, let him eat at home, lest your coming together be for judgment. The rest I will set in order whenever I come.